Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Today, it's a Dolly Parton Christmas. The Queen of Country is back to put us in a merry mood with her holiday special. Plus, famed chef Lydia Bastianich whips up an easy skillet lasagna. And we're celebrating National Pie Day with our first ever pieathlon. So who will get a taste of sweet success?
It's, okay. It's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now. So
hey, hey, hey! Guys, it's not just a regular Thursday.
No, it's not.
It's not a plain old Thursday.
No, it's not.
It is Thursday.
December the 1st.
Yes, it is. The first day of the month. First day of 24 days till Christmas.
Guess who arrived in my house this morning?
Who?
The elves on the shelf.
You're doing it?
Oh, we're doing it. They're there.
Well, they are doing
it. They're going to be named.
Yeah,
they showed up.
They showed up.
Guess what they did? They brought an advent calendar. I know. My kids must have been good.
Wow. You've got a lot going on. That elf on the shelf only goes by special
houses. There's two of them.
Oh, Lord. They're going to be busy.
There's two. There's a boy and a girl.
So, do they have names?
The children will name them tonight.
Oh, okay.
Last year, the elves were named like Sparkle, Sprinkle Dust, Glitterhead. Who knows what they'll be this year. But and my elves don't do crazy, extravagant stuff. They kind of hide and do a few things, but they're not wild.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure the kids are happy to see him.
No, they were happy they were back. They were happy they were back for sure. And you know what you did last night?
Yes, I do.
You were here with the most famous Christmas tree there is.
By the way, it was so sweet. We lit up the Christmas tree last night. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pause.
Light on the top and whoa. It was really awesome. By the way, I was wandering around because there is some downtime and I saw the people who owned the tree.
What?
They were like, it's our tree. And we're so happy we could bring some good cheer to some kids and some families. A guy randomly was driving around. The guy who looks for the trees was going somewhere and he saw this tree. He goes, what is that? That looks like a good one. Stopped. It was on a
knocked
property.
Knocked on their door.
There was no house on the property, but tracked down the owners, and they said, sure, we'd love to donate it. It's a beautiful tree. It was a beautiful night. They say 800,000 people come through here per day to look at that tree. That's what we said. But it's a...
I will say, that you posted that moment where it went from dark to light.
And it stays lit. That's what's fun. When you come here...
Does your tree stay lit all the time?
No, I can't.
You unplug it at night.
I unplug it because of burning down the apartment.
So does my husband, and I fight with him about it.
Wait a minute.
Now, I like it to be lit all the time.
I know, but might it be a fire hazard?
Thank you, Rainey.
Wait, I have a question about...
Jeez, I didn't know we were stirring such a pot.
Is this about taste or burning down your apartment?
I didn't realize that you became Smokey the Bear overnight. Okay. It's only up for a couple weeks. Is there that much of a... Now, listen.
Yes, you don't water your tree.
Excuse me. I watered it, and I'd like to thank you for sending me birthdays on my flower, because I use that plant food from your flowers.
Oh, you put it in there?
Yep.
When I sent flowers on your birthday?
That was so sweet of you. Did you do that, or did Mary?
No, I actually
did it yourself?
She did text me, but I did it. She did say
that was sweet. They were beautiful.
Oh, but you
thank
know
you
what?
For doing that.
You're welcome. Yesterday was really a beautiful experience, and I think if anyone has a chance to wander by, it's so worth it.
And by the way, if you haven't seen it, can't we watch the tree lighting on Peacock?
I think it's there.
Y'all, somebody tell us.
Everything's on Peacock.
Everything you want to watch
is
on Peacock.
It's there.
But I plan to watch it with my kids this weekend because last night was late.
No, you can't. My kids didn't see it either.
But we can watch it this weekend.
During the day.
And we could FaceTime each other.
We could FaceTime each other.
Let's do it. And then I will leave my tree lights on.
Speaking of FaceTiming, we did FaceTime Al when we were at the tree lighting, and we told him it was really boring without
him. It's true,
it was. By the way, Al makes everything better. That's just his magic. He seemed good, and it was great to see him, and we just had just like it was in a commercial break. We're like, Al, he's like, hey, it's on. He pointed to his TV, so I know he was watching it.
He is beloved beyond measure by us and by millions.
Yes.
And speaking of Al Roker, last night while you were lighting the most famous tree in the world, Talia, our executive producer, was texting me because there is this comedian who we love. He's been on our show. His name is Matt Rogers.
Yeah.
And Matt has this new Showtime special, which I think is genius. Why can't we do comedy and Christmas together? It's called Have You Heard of Christmas? And he actually sings a song about the Rockefeller tree and who he hopes to see. But I want to watch that whole special.
Oh, my God. He's really funny. He's had him on our show before. He's super, super funny.
But by the way, there is something magical about working here every single day.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's not lost. Like, I don't actually think of, I mean, there are a lot of great morning shows out there. But there's something about sitting here in the heart of Midtown, looking out and seeing that tree, and knowing that people go to the Empire State Building, they go to see certain things, the Statue of Liberty, but they come here too, which is like a privilege. I can't, it just, it blows me away.
Walking
to think that.
Into the lobby, like when it's early, and that lobby at Rockefeller Center, and running into Houda Coffee in the center, because that is where she works.
By the way,
it's so cool.
It is fun, because we wander around, and we see people all the time. I was wandering around the other day. Whoopi Goldberg was like walking.
What?
She was on Fallon, but she was just wandering around. I want to see Whoopi Goldberg coming out
of the building, because she works at ABC. Oops. Okay.
It was really cool.
So Elton John and Dua Lipa.
Yes.
They're the best combo.
Mm-hmm.
Did that song come out this year?
Yeah.
Last August?
You mean 2022 or 2021?
2021.
Oh, I was going to say it's the best thing about 2022.
Okay.
But, you know, that incredible hit, Cold, Cold Heart.
It's so good.
It's so good. And the unlikely duo. So they're on the, by the way, on the cover of Variety's Hitmakers issue.
Yeah, they talk about they've got a really close bond. And it's about, you know, Elton John helped mentor her.
Yeah.
And I think it's so, when you know, and so you wonder, like, who mentored Elton John? Well, he talks about it.
Yeah, he said that when he came to the U.S., his mentors were Neil Diamond and George Harrison.
It's so funny, when you see someone as iconic as Elton John, it's almost hard to imagine that somewhere,
that
but,
he
but
needed.
Of course they did.
Yes.
Everybody needs somebody to kind of.
And what I also think is so cool is that, you know, he, of course, mentored Dua Lipa, but also their collaboration brought him to, like, my kid's heart.
That's a very good point.
There's something about also making sure when you pull up the table for other people, you learn and you evolve.
And I think sometimes you think, well, there's the teacher and there's the student, and it's obvious.
Yes.
It's not obvious.
No.
It's like sometimes it's reversed. Like, there have been interns, many who worked here, and they'll bring up something. I'm like, oh, my God, I had no idea about that. I didn't learn that yet.
Yeah. And I think because he is open.
Yeah.
And he isn't, and he's a wonderful human being. And he's like, wait, I'm going to learn from whoever it is. I don't need to be closed. And she's younger than me. I'm not going to learn.
Well, mentorships can be tricky because sometimes you want to ask someone to help you. And it's weird because the term mentor seems like it's a
formal.
Yeah, a formal thing. But I think it can get tricky if someone wants help. Like, how do you do it? What do you do? Do you walk up to someone and say, hey, listen, I really admire your work.
Yes.
I would love for you to be a mentee for you. Would you do that? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You did?
I mean, in education, a woman that, Didi, who changed, you know, I called her and I said, you've worked in education forever. Yeah. Can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Can you help me?
Just want to pick your brain, you know? And I think that there's, you have to have those people. And it should always continue to learn. I mean, I bet Dua Lipa would say, you know, Elton John was my mentor. And I bet Elton John would say I learned a lot from her, too.
Yeah. You know? And I think you have to have the courage to ask. You know, because I think it's one of those things. I don't want to bother them. If I ask them, they might be busy. But I think people want to.
Because
they
especially people that had the chair pull helped with them.
Yes.
They want to get back. Okay. So there are some potential movies.
Yeah, these are biopics.
That are in the news.
Okay.
Judge Judy said she wants Reese Witherspoon to play her. And guess what Reese says?
She's in.
Who wouldn't be in?
I mean,
Michelle Williams.
Yeah, Michelle Williams says she wants her best friend, Busy Phillips, to play her in a movie. I love that they're best friends because we know Busy because she's fun and crazy and wacky. But now you know that Michelle's got to have some of that.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that got us thinking, sort of.
Did it?
Kind of. Because we were wondering, could we play one another?
Yes.
All right. So our producers wrote out scenes from our life.
Okay.
Let's bring in the props.
Okay. This is a mug.
This is the prop?
This is it?
Okay. I guess I could have just used this.
Okay.
But okay.
Okay, so I'm playing you.
Hoda,
what
you
is the scene?
I don't know.
Okay. You're Barbara.
Can you? No, I'm not. I'm
you
Barbara.
You be Barbara? Well, I have to be you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
This is going great.
Okay, hear it. Oh my God, Barbara, you're not going to believe who I met. I met someone. He works with Dad. Oh my God, he's so cute. We actually kissed on the roof outside of the White House. You think Dad's gonna be mad?
Yeah.
Guess what I'm gonna do, Barbara? You're not gonna believe it. I'm gonna ask him to marry me.
That's a terrible idea.
Okay, what about it? That was lame. All right.
Yeah, now the fact
turn.
That y'all didn't clap and you set us up for this.
Yeah, I mean, why
says everything.
Do this?
Go We're ahead. Not actresses.
Yes.
All right, this is
Go.
My turn. Ready? Mama? Mama, it's me.
I never call her Mama.
Hody. It's me, Hody.
Yes,
I'm in New Orleans. I just ate a beignet. Mama, you're never going to believe it. I'm moving to New York City. The Big Apple. I got offered a job, Mama. You're never going to believe where, Mama? At the Rockefeller Plaza, Dateline. I'm going to help solve crimes, Mama. I hope I can make it there. In the big city, I'm going to hug everyone I see on the streets. Love you, Mama.
My mom is actually going to love that.
For some reason, I channeled like Little House on the Prairie.
I know. I was like, okay, John Boy. All right. We actually have one more thing. There's a big trailer that dropped this morning. It is for the Harry and Meghan documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's out December 8th.
Oh, did they already say an announced date?
Yeah.
December 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah, the timing is a little interesting, right? Because
William and Kate are here in the United States, and they're surrounded by press and surrounded by people asking questions. So I'm sure they'll be asked about this along the way while they're here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. It's National Pod Day.
What? It is? Okay, Hoda and I are about to compete in our first ever pie-a-thon. This is the first time Hoda's ever making a pie.
Pie-a-thon.
Let's go. I called it a pie-a-thon.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This portion of Today is sponsored by Toyota. Let's go places.
Crazy. You may not know this, but right after Thanksgiving and before Christmas is another cherished holiday.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's Hoda's favorite. It's National Pie Day.
Okay.
I love pie. I've said this before.
And you've made many of them.
And I made a few. Hoda has never made a pie.
How hard could it be? Ask Katie.
But that's about to change with our first annual Hoda and Jenna Pie-a-thon.
All right. Our culinary producer, Katie, is here to help us out. Katie, please tell us what we're doing here.
Okay. So this is my favorite holiday. I love pie.
You do?
I love pie.
Me too.
My goal
pie.
One day is to just make pies forever and be living in the
world. Do we have vanilla ice cream or homemade whipped cream?
We do, in the back, yes.
Okay.
That's for the end. So the first thing we have to do is choose our fillings. So we have here cranberry, we have blueberry, and then spiced apple.
Spiced
keeping
apple.
Keeping it seasonal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like it.
So you get to pick that. And then moving over to our pie shell, even all butter pie crust, and you're going to crimp your edge.
Okay.
Okay. There's a couple ways you can do this. You can use your finger and your thumb and make a little scallop egg.
Can you please put that back?
We'll make it fair.
Okay.
You get a scallop too. We get a little start.
Thank you.
Crazy over there.
Or you can take a fork and run the fork around the edge. Then what we have to do is make a lattice topping. Do you know what a lattice topping is?
This thing?
Yeah, is how it should look.
Yes.
Braiding it? Oh, girl. That is not happening.
What you could do is you can take either the flat edge, so the straight edge, or there's a fluted one and cut strips.
Is fluted better?
It's up to you. It depends on what you think your special judge will like.
Wait a second. So we only have 60 seconds?
You do.
Okay.
Katie, this is not going to be...
Can you give us 90?
No, we have 60.
Okay, on your mark.
Wait.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Get set.
On your marks.
Yeah.
Get set.
Go.
I think you started going early over there, miss.
Shh. Okay. Jenna's going with the scalloped edge.
Oh. How does it look?
Too long. You're taking too long. Don't worry. You've just used 20 of your seconds. Do I bump this in now?
Yeah. Filling goes in.
Perfect.
I knew she was doing that.
No, you don't. You don't know what I'm doing.
Going with
Apple? Stop watching me. Mind your own business.
I knew what she was doing.
Coda's already moved on to her lattice, Jenna.
Yeah, you got
She's
it.
Already cutting her lattice.
You know why? Because if you don't hurry.
Look at her go.
This is so easy.
I have never seen anybody cut lattice that fast. That's skill, Jenna.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, now who's going to do the basket weave?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That's craziness. Girl.
How do you do it like that?
Yeah, top it on. Then you have to trim the excess, otherwise that'll burn in the oven.
Oh, it'll burn?
Don't want that. Well,
that's why we have scissors.
Exactly. Yep, there
Katie?
You go.
Katie?
Oh, no. How much time do we have?
5 seconds.
What?
Do egg wash.
No, no.
Do egg wash.
No, we need more.
How do you put the egg wash on? There's no thing.
Oh, I forgot the brush. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Hold on. Okay. I've got to trim it.
I cut the ends. No,
time is up.
That's called cheating. Okay, Jenna, I hate to break it to you. I think I see a disqualification.
Honestly, you guys did a pretty
good
job at the lattice.
Wait. Okay, miss, did you cheat in school?
No.
I'm going to take these. I'm going to pop
take
them into
away.
The oven.
Take them away.
We're going to bake them.
Katie, go get that one. She's cheating.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to hurt.
It's over. You need to let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
We're going to try these at the end of the show, so you got to stay tuned.
Thank you, Katie.
Wait,
not fair. I don't want hers to burn.
I can't cheat. I want mine to be the way it is.
We also have a special judge.
So wait, we're going to bake these. We're going to monitor them throughout the show, and Katie's going to tell us who won.
This isn't fair.
It's not, but you know what?
Okay.
It's life.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming up next, she is as American as apple pie, the one, the only Dolly Parton. We're going to talk about her new star. Instead of Christmas special.
But first, a holiday message from our sponsor, Toyota. That was good. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, it just wouldn't be the Christmas season without a little something from Dolly Parton.
Nobody doesn't like Dolly. She's a prolific songwriter, a storyteller. She's got that incredible voice. I had a chance to talk to Dolly about the magic of Christmas and a lot more. Dolly Parton has provided the soundtrack for so many of our lives. A living legend all year round, but Christmas is the one time she shines especially bright. It's your season. Christmas is here. So, question first, is your Christmas tree up?
Oh, of course. My Christmas tree was up before Thanksgiving.
Dolly felt the spirit of the season, even as a little girl. Who taught you about generosity?
I'm from a faith-based family. My grandpa was a preacher. So when you grow up like that, it's better to give than receive. Although as kids, we loved getting the presents, you know, whatever we got. But I think I just always had a giving spirit, the same as my mom and my dad were just good-hearted country people.
Dolly's holiday cheer evident in Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, her new movie musical about the making of a network TV special.
Like a show within a show,
because
I think people are real interested in knowing what goes on behind the scenes. So it's a lot of drama, it's a lot of comedy, a lot of meaningful songs, a lot of meaningful places.
This year has seen lots of highs for Dolly, including getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But it also held its share of lows. And in the country music world, Loretta Lynn and Naomi Judd passed this just over these past months. And loss is something that people deal with differently. And I just was curious how you deal with loss.
Well, those things are very special. Like with Loretta, she was very dear to me, like a sister. Same with Naomi. We were same age, And we loved the same things. And I loved her. And then I also lost Kenny Rogers, three of my dearest people in the business in a very, you know, short period of time. And I grieve over them almost like you do a family member. And I think of them, and but you try to keep the good memories. There's that old song of precious memories. The line I love in that song is precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. And I think about that, you know, like those precious memories are like they just flow in and out of you, and you remember special things about them.
Oh, my God, that's so beautiful. I feel very weak.
Yeah, you know, like the unseen angels. And you feel like they're still all around you.
Dolly always has projects in the works, but every now and then there are some days where she can just relax.
So you have one day and you have nothing on your calendar. Tell me about what that day would look like from the moment you open your eyes. You have nothing at all.
Well, I watch you in the mornings.
Thank you.
I do. Every day I watch the Today Show. And I just get up and I think, well, if I've got the day off, I might want to fry some sausage and make some gravy and make some biscuits, make some kind of, you know, something I don't have to worry about staying on a diet, staying in my dress.
Dolly plans to end this year on a high note, hosting a New Year's Eve party with her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus.
Will there be cocktails, or are you a no-cocktail person?
Oh, well, at New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Whether I was or whether I wasn't, I'm going to have a Shine Girl moonshine cocktail.
Let's talk New Year's resolutions. What do you have on your list?
Well, I'm like everybody else. You know, you make a bunch of resolutions and you never keep them.
No.
Third weekend of January, that's just all forgotten, you know what I mean? But I hope, my hopes for the new year is a little more kindness, a little more love, a little more trying to pull together instead of falling apart. I'm going to try my best to try to bring as much joy as I can and lift people up as much as I can in my way. And I just think we all need to try a little harder. I don't care what our politics or our religion or our color or anything else. We need to try a little harder. So that's my personal New Year's resolution, to try a little harder myself.
Oh, she's doing so much. And by the way, she's putting a rock album out in January.
Yes.
She told me that it was her best work she's ever done.
What?
Ever done.
And
she's teaming
she
up with some incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some incredible collaborations. I think she said Elton John. There's a ton of them. I think Debbie Harry. There's a lot of really cool ones. But anyway, this Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, a lot of fun. It's on tonight, 8, 7 Central, right here on NBC. It's something the whole family can sit around and watch together. Streaming tomorrow on Peacock.
I think we can watch it with our kids, and it's hilarious.
Yes. It's so fun. It's fun.
And it's kind of a musical, right?
Oh, my God. It's Jimmy Fallon and Dolly Parton sing together. There are a ton of musical acts. Jimmy Allen sings. It's really
cool. How much fun is that? Coming up next, Lydia Bastianich is in the kitchen, y'all, and she is going to whip up the perfect dish for your holiday table right after this. Okay, if there's one dish that's always a crowd pleaser on the dinner table, it's lasagna, and it doesn't get any easier than this.
Lydia Bastianich has a one skillet. Are we right about that? One skillet lasagna straight from the pages of her most recent cookbook. It's called Lydia's A Pot, A Pan, and a Bowl.
We got it. One pan, you get finished lasagna, and you will see easy. Since I have you two girls.
Yes, ma'am.
You are going to whisk the egg, put some salt.
What's in
and
there?
And put it in there.
And the ricotta?
The ricotta. And this is the filling. All of this goes in here. You mix it well.
So
we will make the sauce.
We're making the sauce.
Yeah,
so what is this?
This is tomatoes. But you know, to make it even easier.
Can you tell us?
You can buy it.
Just buy a jar of
Lydia.
Marinara. You know, go ahead.
Lydia,
What is that? What's happening?
It's cooking.
Going on?
That's
oil. You put it in oil.
A little bit of oil. Let's rinse this.
Go ahead.
Rinse this. Don't waste anything. Okay.
So that's interesting. So you cook?
Just give it a little bit of, you can put a garlic, you can put a peeled tomatoes.
Add mashed, a little bit of your own
mashed,
stuff in there.
Mashed potato,
okay,
mashed
what's
tomatoes.
Jenna doing over there?
So Jenna is mixing the ricotta.
Wait, did I was supposed to put all that basil?
Yeah. That's not basil. That's
cilantro.
Parsley.
Parsley.
No cilantro in Italian cuisine.
Oh.
Oh, mamma mia.
But I don't pour all this salt.
No, just a little bit. I'll help you out.
Mix it
good. Mix it good.
Pepper yes, ma'am.
Flakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Careful. Don't
yes,
burn.
That's good.
Pepper.
But just a couple peppers.
A little spicy?
Right? Just a bit.
I have it in here.
Oh, you guys
are over peppering everything here.
Okay, this to me looks like the perfect filling.
Okay.
And it's easy.
Did you see
that?
Yeah.
So here I have the lasagna.
Okay.
piece. Store-bought,
yeah.
Cooked right in the
Wait,
pan.
Wait, do not tell me you're just plopping it on top
possible?
Of there.
I'm going to take some because I'm going to need some for the layers. So let's put some aside.
Put some here.
Some aside.
Okay.
Okay. And then we just layer it in here.
So you're putting
as it
raw.
Is.
These are uncooked.
Cooked. Hard.
Does it need to be boiled? Boiling.
Yeah, it's boiling, yes. Okay. So put one next to each other, just like that.
Yeah, you're doing that.
And not, you know what I'm going to do?
What
I'm
gonna are you going to do?
Cut them?
Oh, yeah. Pear.
Just crack so you can it. Fill in all those different spaces.
Because it's going to need to be perfect.
No, it doesn't need to be perfect. Okay, good.
Okay.
Now, let's put that in.
Okay, now you put some
put
flavor.
This on top?
Don't get carried away.
I can't stop. Okay.
Do I put more?
Go ahead. Nice, in the center.
Is it too high? You want me to turn it down?
A little bit, okay, maybe, yeah. Good.
Okay. There you go.
Go ahead. So
okay,
we have to do two layers of it.
Okay.
Don't put all of it.
Don't put all of
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, one layer.
Okay, so now,
more
let me shape it like a lasagna.
Okay, she does.
Put that on top.
Like, more. Only you can shape it like a lasagna.
The pasta.
This.
Cover the same way, that's mm-hmm. it. Good.
Squish it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Squish it.
Okay.
This is fun.
You can break that.
Break it.
And then you can smush it.
You see, ladies? Now you have
now
children.
Do you put this on top?
Yeah. A little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
A little bit, tiny bit, and then she's going to put, you can put the whole thing. You can just
fold
it in. In the center.
Good.
No. Get everything.
Oh, everything.
She doesn't like to waste one thing. Okay. That's
sorry,
about
sorry.
Lydia.
Sorry.
Okay. Next layer on top.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a minute.
Wait. Don't overstretch.
Don't do it.
Oh,
don't.
Sorry.
No, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Okay, that's on top.
Okay.
All right, so we continue to do
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm going
to
go eat.
No, wait.
Wait, I can't?
Lydia says no. Don't do what Lydia says. Lydia said no.
But go ahead. I say yes.
Okay, we only have a minute.
I'll wait.
Okay, let me just.
Okay, can I cover this in cheese?
No.
This, now. Now. Like
no.
this, you yeah. let it cook, and that's
it
how
cooks.
It
goes. But then you cover it.
Yeah, easy. Yeah,
all easy.
All, not all over the center. Not all over the center. Go ahead.
Mix it up. Can I lift this up, Lydia?
This ladies are wild.
She's
today.
Wild today.
Yes.
Can I open
it's
this?
It's the holidays.
Oh! Look at that. Look at that. Mamma mia.
Whoa.
All right.
Look at that.
Now,
here, Jenna.
You got it.
I'm over here.
Listen before
okay,
you eat.
Okay.
You
okay. Listen
this.
Before you eat, she said.
Oh, wait. Is your meat?
Cook this for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Nice and easy. And then you put it. In the oven.
Oh,
okay,
for how
guys,
long?
You can eat.
Okay, thank you.
Until I do my switching here.
Oh, my God. Lydia.
Yes. Lydia, I want the rest for lunch.
Lydia, so good.
You want the recipe. You just got it.
No, the rest for lunch. I don't want to cook it. I just want to eat it.
Lydia, it's so good.
Is it good?
Lydia.
Oh, my God, look. Get out of the way.
I'm coming. I want to
show Lydia.
Oh, my gosh. Give her room. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't touch
hot?
This.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is hot stuff.
Lydia.
I'm going to put it right here.
Okay.
Now, whenever you bring things out of the oven and it's hot, always leave this
leave
on.
Oh, so
oh, that's hurt.
So that's ready to serve.
And then you can just serve it with the beautiful, simple just like salad.
This is a little salad. This is a whole meal. Are you going to make this?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat it.
It's so good, Lydia.
Lydia, right. Thank you so much. And you can get these recipes. You're going to stick around, though. You're not going anywhere.
I know.
You have to judge
I have some judging to do here.
Lydia, remember, I've known you for a long time.
You know, I purposely didn't watch who was doing what.
Oh.
I don't
she
know.
She doesn't know who it is.
It's,
she doesn't
is
know.
It?
And one of us cheated, and it's not
mm-mm,
me.
Mm-mm. All right, Lydia, no, I didn't. Coming up next. Should we go shopping with Jill?
Yes, she's got some great gifts with discounts up to 65% off after this. Oh my God, this is so yummy.
We were too busy eating it.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody loves a good deal. So today, lifestyle and commerce contributor Jill Martin is here to help you save money on your holiday shopping.
She's showing us some products from the latest episode of her streaming show. It's called Shop Today on Today All Day. It's packed with holiday deals that you can scan on the QR code on your screen. So you've hand-selected some of your faves, right?
Yeah, we have a lot on the site, but these are just some of my top picks I thought you guys would like. And this is my last deals and deals of the year.
Wow.
So I'm crossing. Oh,
that is
so
right.
Yes. So these are some of my top picks. Let's start with the NCLA Beauty Hey Sugar Body Scrub. Mm. Now, it's a set of two of this. Oh, I like the clicking. Or a set of two of the lip exfoliator.
Oh, look, here's the lip exfoliator.
This is trending all over the place. Smell it. And it comes with a little, look at this, for your lips to exfoliate your lips.
You
actually do it. And if you're one of those people with dry lips, this really is a triumph. And you could split it up. It's six pieces, so you get two and one of these in each.
Oh, cute.
So what a great stocking stuffer. So the retail is $48 to $72. The deal is $24 to
$34. Oh, nice.
53% off, and that's trending right now.
Okay.
This is something you'll love because this is the Jan Hansen Zodiac Medallion Necklace. The retail is $88. What's great about this is you can not only get your Zodiac sign, also for a new mommy or for one, you could layer it with the kids.
That's pretty.
Zodiac
we could add
signs.
One right here.
So we all love the layering look. So the retail's $88. The deal is $39. That's 56%
off. Wow.
One of my big initiatives that you know I always is cleanse clutter. Clutter causes mental clutter. And one of the main drawers is old bras and underwear. We all have
from the 90s.
It's like moveon.com, take them all out, take only your favorites, keep them, and then replenish. What I love about the Casabella bralettes, designer bras, you see these in all the high-end department stores. There's no wire. It's stretch lace. And there's different ones, either racer back or with just the regular strap.
So this is for the fuller breast.
Yeah, for the fuller breast. But it's great support.
Yeah.
And it definitely has great support to it. And it's comfortable. And it's great to show.
Right.
Like, it's very sexy.
It's pretty.
You could wear it
under a blazer.
Or a t-shirt. So their deal price, $26 to $30. That's 60% off.
Wow.
They barely give those deals.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome.
Always super popular.
Three
sold out in our last. Yeah. The three wick candles. The retail is $60, up to 60 hours of burn time. Hand-poured cotton wicks and just beautiful scents, and they come in this beautiful box.
Yeah, the box is adorable.
I mean, the box is great just to store things, paper clips and stuff afterwards.
Pretty.
Yeah, the deal price, $21, 65% off. This is just fabulous.
Cute.
Hey, what is it?
This is a charger for your phone.
What?
Wait.
It's
no, it
tiny.
Isn't.
It's $39.99
it
to say yes. It works. And look, so it's just for your particular phone. It fits into your wallet or into your pocket.
Brilliant.
I mean, is this amazing? The deal is $19 to $34 to always have talk time. It charges your phone in 45 minutes.
Does it charge all kinds of phones?
Does it charge?
Yeah, it's different ones, so you have to look it to see.
Okay.
And then it's $19 to $34, more than 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great gift.
Well, it's so thin.
It's clutch.
Right in the
really
purse.
Cute. Yeah. Okay.
Jill, thank you.
For these gifts and a lot more, head to today.com/deals or text SHOP to 34318. For even more deals, you can tune in to Shop Today with Jill Martin. It's streaming tonight at 9:30 Eastern on Today All Day.
All right, this is the moment
we've
all been waiting for. Next up are pies. They're coming out of the oven.
Okay.
All right, here they come. This is Hoda's first ever pie.
Mine burned.
Who's going to win? We'll find out. Look, it still needs more time right after this.
We're back with Lydia Bastianich and our food producer, Katie, who's been baking the pies.
Mm-hmm.
Jen and I made these earlier. We're celebrating National Pie Day. We did it in 60 seconds,
okay.
Lydia.
And Lydia is...
60 seconds.
We did it fast.
Wow.
But Lydia, who is a famed chef...
Don't try to kiss her behind so she can pick yours.
Lovely chef.
She wants you to pick her pie.
Who?
Oh, I like this bickering.
And she's going to be our judge.
Okay. All right.
So, Katie,
are you ready for the reveal?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't say who's
drum roll,
a two.
Please.
Don't say who's a two, Katie.
Oh.
What?
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We'll start cutting them, so on our right.
Let's work on the presentation.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. This is a little sloppy and hanging over, although I like to break all of these and this one looks pretty good now. Let's
cut? Okay.
Let's cut.
What do you think of this one, Lydia? Apple, I think, right?
Looks like apple.
Yeah.
Smells like apple.
Yeah, it smells
cinnamon.
Delicious.
Looks good.
It's probably going to be a little runny because
I love the
really,
flakiness
really
of the
really
of
hot.
The crust.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lydia, your first taste. I'll work on cutting
the
other
hot.
One.
Do you want, would you like some Ready Whip?
Not that one.
I
tried to make homemade, Lydia.
Ladies.
Let me cut this one.
Hold on. Okay. Wow. Okay.
While Lydia tastes that one, we'll cut this one.
Okay. Which one is this?
This one is blueberry. This one is blueberry.
I can't tell the difference.
Thoughts, Lydia?
Did you like it?
The crust is delicious. Very crunchy.
See, Jenna,
not too sweet.
Okay. Okay.
The apples could have been cooked a little more.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Blueberry?
I believe this is a blueberry with a garnish of chocolate.
How would you know?
You don't want to add anything else to this?
No. Just, oh, there was a heart right there for you.
Did you know?
Lydia?
Whipped cream?
I did a little heart for you right there.
Ah, so this is...
I mean, not me. It could have been Hoda or Davey. I'm not sure.
This is good, too. The crust
pretty good, right? Good.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Two very different pies.
Very different.
Different feeling, yeah.
Now you're putting me on a spot,
Lydia.
I know. Lydia.
No, don't worry. It's okay, Lydia.
We're going to have to decide a winner. Do you think you're ready?
Mamma mia.
Okay, here we go.
You know I love you both.
We've been years together on the show.
Uh-huh.
Know your mother for years.
Oh, God. There
can, can I get
boring.
Together? Can I go like this?
Oh, Lydia. Oh.
You're the sweetest.
Lydia, no,
the best,
tell us who won.
They're really both very, very good.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I would cook this one a little more. I would shape this one a little better. So
we each.
One minus each.
Okay.
But so the rest is
so we both lost. Okay.
Lydia,
we love you.
Maybe Katie should win.
Katie
won. We're back right after this.
Katie made the crust, so she really wins.
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have some fun with Kenan Thompson and a couple of fans from our plaza.
How much fun is that? Plus, Bobby Thomas brings her best beauty buys for under $35.
And then we've got a teenage magician with 28 million
what?
Social media subscribers.
That
His name's Dan Rhodes.
That can't be true. But y'all have a great day. Tomorrow is
Friday.
That's right.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.